My church needs deliverance, saith the Spirit of God, that they shall be set free, that they'll be able to no longer be moved upon by the enemy of their soul.
But the Bible says that if any man speak, let him speak the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him minister the ability that God giveth him, that God might be glorified in everything that we do and say, based on what it says. And the Apostle Paul said, this I say and testify of the Lord. I believe we're at a very critical time when we need that talk, a way that's pleasing unto our Heavenly Father. And everything that we do, whether we're grocery shopping from whatever we do, is a we're in an atmosphere of praise and concern. More the concern is to ourselves, that we might walk that special place that God would desire of us. And I think it's very easy in these days to grieve the Holy Spirit. Because when people come to a certain place, they seem like they know, and the mind is doing the work that God wants to put on us that we might express through the Spirit of God. And I believe it takes away the limitations and the fears that we make mistakes. And I truly believe that the Bible says they that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God, that we might walk in the Spirit, that we might not fulfill the lust of the flesh. But I have to come to one conclusion, but I feel that many, many, many Christians this day feel that most people that are just in the natural are walking in the Spirit. I'm saying this very truthfully. But anyone gets a little bit above normal, then they're walking the flesh. And I believe this is contrary to this Word of God. And I feel it such that there's opposition, and those that oppose comes from this way of not knowing. In the 15th, 16th chapter of John, it talks about the conditions of the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says, neither can they know Him because they cannot see Him because they don't know Him. That's the Holy Spirit. And people that really think they know Him may not really know Him. That's when I question. And I believe that we have to grow in the Spirit of God. Now, we don't grow so much in our salvation because that's a gift from God. But I believe where the direction is, people like to denote it as growing in our, but basically our spirit man is what needs to grow. And our flesh man will sort of take care of itself if we're walking where we should be with the Lord. Father God, we just thank You for this wonderful, this most glorious, this wonderful day. And Father, we thank You that You have all things under control. There is nothing hid from You. There is nothing that You cannot see, nothing You do not understand. And Father, that You are here with us. And Father, we thank You for the privilege of receiving that blessing from on high. We thank You that we can be more than conquerors through You which loved us. And Father, we're thankful that You're able to keep us through the times of temptation, through the times of devastation upon this land, when the enemy would like to come, kill, destroy, and steal. Take away that joy. Take away our peace. Take away the will to be a Christian, that we might aspire ourselves to that special place, Lord God, that You might move upon us as only You can. And Father, we know in the name of Jesus we grow, and You allow us to grow, that we might be furnished by the power of His Holy Ghost from heaven. And Father, we thank You for the privilege this day. Lord, we thank You that, oh, for Thy blessing evermore. And Father, we thank You for that healing touch. We thank You for the safety that You've given us this day. We thank You for the victories. We thank You for all the acknowledgement that comes through the Godhead. We thank You for every good, perfect gift that comes down from the Father above, who there is no variableness, neither shadow turning. And Father, we know if the enemy had his way, we would be getting all bad things. And You are the giver of every good and perfect gift. And Father, we praise You, Lord. Your word declares, who shall harm us if we walk in Thy love? Nothing shall harm us if we come against evil. And Father, we know that You are the God of judgment, that You are the God of mercy, and You are the God of love. You are the God of pardon, and You are the God of justification. You are the God of all the good things, all the wonderful blessings. Oh, Lord, that Your loving kindness is better than life, and our lips shall praise Thee. Thus will I bless Thee while I live. I will lift up my hands to Thy holy name. Father, we thank you. We pray for a mighty blessing here tonight. Father, we pray for every wonderful person here this night because we're all special in your eyes. And Father, we may not see it, but you see us as being special. And Father, we thank you. We've had that day, this peace this day. Lord, we've had your mighty blessings upon us. And we thank you that you've forgiven us. You helped us to grow one more day closer to thee. And Father, we know that we're one day closer to thy coming and to going home to see you, Lord. And we thank you, wonderful Savior. We thank you for that peace that passes all understanding. And Father, we thank you for the gift of the Holy Ghost. We thank you for the gift of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, that your wonderful pardon that you made available to us by your life, that you gave it in full that we might live, Lord God. And you said, if nevertheless, if you'd gone away, you would send the Comforter, which is the power of the Holy Ghost. And Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for all you've done. We thank you for all thy blessings. Lord, we thank you for that joy. There's nothing like the joy of the Lord. And we thank you for that peace, oh Lord. Oh, for the wonderful love. We thank you for all the blessings you've given to us. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I really truly believe that I can't tell you how I've had, but I've heard some tape, not that they're on TV, of this famous, he's supposed to be really famous, and the Holy Ghost was grieved in my heart last night when I heard it. You know, we've got so educated that we're just so know-everything, it's not commendable. We're trying to outdo him, and he don't like it. He can see his reason. We're not to outdo him, but we're to love him. We're to appreciate him. We're to seek for him. We're to love him. Oh, hallelujah. How can the one that's made try to consider how the one that made them is formed from? That's none of our department. God consists in the worlds around us. But there is one area, and an area that we're really realized that we're all at. And that's in the 7th chapter of Ezekiel. I believe this is the former days upon planet Earth. There'd be a lot of people will argue, but it doesn't make any difference. And the Bible says in Romans, it says, knowing the time, now it is high time to wake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than we believe. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off all the work. Let us cast off all the works of darkness. And let us put on the whole armor of light. That's a command that God is saying in the last days to take heed to that we would be ready at his coming. And I believe his coming is very soon. In Daniel, it talks about that knowledge will be one of the criteria, as you might say, in the last hour. And truly it is. Knowledge is everywhere. Knowledge, they say, is doubling every few months. Knowledge is doubling. And that message that I heard, well, three of them I've heard, they were just beautiful, 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 beautiful messages. But they've learned how to do it without the move of the Spirit. Now, they might say this is the move of the Spirit, but it's not. And I can say that with all emphasis because God will stand behind me. They're learning how to address these things that people love it. People laugh. Everybody in that place laughed last night at me. I was so grieved I couldn't laugh. And I'm not saying where I was at. But I just believe that people are getting caught up in something they think is godly. And the Bible gives in the 24th chapter of Matthew, Jesus was asked, what shall the signs of his coming be? They was asked it by the disciples. And Jesus said, there will be a great falling away, and there will be deceitfulness. There will be problems that come upon this earth we've never seen before. And one of the areas that Jesus, I think, has spoke about before that, but he says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man cometh. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many that enter thereat, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth to eternal life. It goes down that chapter also, he said, if that day wasn't shortened, that the very elect would not be saved. Now what does that tell us? I believe that what I believe that God's word is infallible word. It doesn't make any mistakes. But I see something that probably most people don't see. But I believe there's a lot of people that's right where Satan wants them to be. And Satan, this last days, he lets you have prosper. He'll let you have all kinds of fun. If he can just at the last moment keep you out of heaven, he's got a victory. He's got a, and the Bible even talks in Thessalonians, there'll be signs and wonders. There'll be healing. There'll be wonderful. There'll be stuff floating down from the sanctuaries. There'll be great things. There'll be testimonies of lavishness. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. We've exalted. It's like the Tower of Babel. That's what got everything going back in the early days. Everyone wanted to make it to heaven. It wasn't about, they was talking about heaven. But God says, you can't come up here with me. And God confounded their languages that they would go to other and be dispersed to the four corners of the earth. And this is what started our human race, basically in different nationalities, different temperaments, different, our pigment of our skin and everything was changed that day because of where we lived at. And it was there by God's glory. But this is what caused it at that time when all of us says, let us rise to God. God says, oh man, oh woman, be content where you are. Bible says in that whatever state you're in, God wants us to live in quietness, in the love of God. There was last week a lady came and I gave a message and she called me and I wanted to get back to her. But this, I think, comes to all of us. And the Lord spoke to me, says, you need to tell her that her problem is that she's trying to be so forceful in what she's doing, she needs to rest in the Lord. And all of us don't need to pray so hard for a me, 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 me. We need to realize that God is taking care of me. I don't have to worry. I pray for others, and I pray to do His will. But far as a selfish need for me, it's God's department. I rest in Him. I don't worry about what car I drive. If I don't have no car, I don't worry either. Because maybe God will take it away. But this is what we've got to be content. And I believe that there comes a place, and it's in Hebrews, it said they could not enter in because of the unrest. How come a Sheila glory, the unrest? I see it in God's people. I see they're not restful. They're not waiting upon God. Oh, they're out here trying to do their own thing. They're trying to get their own works. And God didn't call us to do works. He called us to be obedient to the Lord our God. Men have some months brought all these standards up. Oh, you want to please God, go out here which is the calling of God. But God is the one that should be calling us. Men should not be calling us. I should not be calling myself. God unlocks all of our inner, whatever inside of us, and He can pierce down through our hearts and lives and let us know that it's from heaven. And that's what we should be desire of it, that we would not want to take some counterfeit in my life. That I would not want to take something that's not valuable. Oh, hallelujah, what we have from God is valuable. It's glorious. It's beyond. It's bounty beyond bounty. It's the highest calling. Ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, showing forth the praises of God who has called us out of darkness unto His marvelous light. The next verse it says, for you were not a people, but now are a people, and you have not obtained mercy, but now you obtain mercy. And the next verse says, basically, pilgrims and strangers, you're coming as soon. We need to realize that we're not here. We're on our way through this country. And our citizenship is not here. Our citizenship's in heaven. Until we get that in this here, and the glory of God should be upon us. The glory! The glory of God is beyond our imagination. And it comes by the Spirit of God. It's something that you can't put it like you make up a bowl of some like me trying to mix up something that's edible. But God, you know, we can't mix those things up. God is the one that gives us that blessing. God is the one that arises. And God is the one that we triumph in Him. We only try and He gives the imp. He gives the imp. Triumph in God. Triumph in Christ. By the Holy Ghost. That you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses to me in Judea, the uttermost part of the world. God has not forgotten His people. God is not slack concerning His promises.
as some men count slackness, but as long suffering usward, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. And that same church is knowing the time that in the last days there shall be scoffers walking after their own lust and saying, where is the promise of his coming? Since the fathers fell asleep, they're saying this, since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as it were from the beginning of creation. This they willingly are ignorant of, that by the heavens of old, which were out of the water and in the water, that those things were of this world destroyed, but God brought us through, and he says, he wants to bring us beyond those places of how this word, the word was kept this word, this intact. In the word of God, the word kept the heavens and earth. It was God's word that kept, well, I'm struggling right now, but God has his word that keeps, and I'm pretty sure he wanted me to struggle there because it's his word that keeps us from struggling. It's his word that keeps us from making mistakes. It's his word that gives us power. It's his word, but his word comes into our inner being. And it's priceless. And there's only one clue that I can give you, and that's pray in the Spirit of God. If you have a lot of time, pray in the Spirit. You'll not know nothing, but you don't need to know nothing. And that's what God is trying to get out of us. We don't know so much that he has room in there that he can fill us with his glory. We got so much garbage in there, we got to get until we get that garbage out of us. Our minds are cluttered with what we're thinking, all the thinking, and you need to, God wants to expel it, make it easy on you. He wants to come and make his place real. Get rid of that, what I know. You know, people thrive on, I've seen it in churches. Who knows the most scripture? Oh, brother so-and-so, you're so talented. Boy, I sure am. I can tell all the scriptures in the world. It changes their spirit. Little things like that. Our attitude is a part of us that God wants to work on our attitudes. Our desires. That we love him if we don't have nothing. That we appreciate him because he loves us. That you can sit on the back seat of church and say, praise God, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. I'm the king's kid, whether anyone here knows it, and I don't declare that, and you don't declare it, but you can have that in your heart, and no one can take it from you. It's a blessing that God gives seriously, that you can seriously receive it with serious glory. And I believe it's greater than I can see these people in this last days that I've seen. They've got great swelling words. They've got great word expression, but there's no life. There's no power of the unction. And the Bible says in Isaiah 10, it says the anointing breaks the yoke. It's the power of God that God uses and chooses. And it talks about the foolishness of preaching. The preaching, the foolishness of preaching saves souls. It's the edifying of God's Spirit that comes down through the one that yields himself to the King of Kings and Lord of Glory. It's not what they know, what they thought of, but it's through the Spirit of God. They're only a channel for God. We've heard of people being devil-possessed. Well, God wants us to be godly-possessed. The world cannot have him, but God wants to change it to where he has us, and we no longer have the world. Amen. The Bible says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Any man loveth the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And being able to be content with every state I'm in. The Apostle Paul said that I came in this world with nothing. And surely I'm going to leave with nothing. But while I'm here, I'm going to be content every state that I'm in. Everything that comes my way, God is God. This is just a fraction of time. It's only a speck time. It's like a star, a shooting star. Our life is just like a season. It's here for a moment, and we're gone. We're gone to eternity. And where we spend eternity is what counts and what God is saying. Oh, church, wake up. Your destiny is the Lord Jesus Christ. God came to save us. He came to fill us. He came to exhaust his blessings upon us. We will not be naked in this last days when we uprise and hold us, walking in glorious power with the vigor of God upon us, having the joy of the Lord as our strength, not being cast out and upset every place we go. Oh, me, oh, my. Oh, me, oh, my. And God says, hey, my children, love you. Love him. Love the Lord our God. Bible says, I will love, thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee. I get really amazed out of people's prayers, what they want, ask for prayer. Oh, would you do this? Would you do that? What they need is just God. God will do it for them. Brother Squid will tell you that I don't try to get people to move very much. I want the Spirit of God to move out there in them. I've been in jail, and God brought it to reality. I know it works. But God used to speak to me, if you go in by yourself and preach four services, they'll be saved. And they were. Never, ever. But if I had anyone go in with me, it didn't work. But God, when we work together in unity, things happen. God be for us, who can be against us? Bible says, how beautiful the brethren to dwell in unity. That's sisters too. We're to dwell, a husband and wife are to dwell in unity, that our prayers would be answered, that we would have success in this world. We need godly success. We need favor from God. We need the anointing of God. We need the shelter of God. We need the peace. But God is real. And I have never seen nothing that my God can't do. When you see a woman like my wife, I've seen her die 6 times now. God raised her back up. She only waited about 4 weeks this last time. They couldn't find nothing either. They said, well, she wants life support. And I said, well, the last time we put her back, she comes. So God moves in mysterious ways. His wonders to perform. And we grow in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. But I really truly believe that we should never express our feelings when they're questionable to anybody. We don't have to tell them who they are, all those things. We need to be careful to let the Spirit of God. It may take years before you be able to speak it. And God's so in tune with our situations. He's in tune. Those 5 trees I had, nobody else but me would have been crazy enough. That's the world said, but I wasn't crazy. God told me to go out there, take that chainsaw out there and cut them down. There's in three separate lines. And as the wind was blowing, the Spirit of God says, yes, I know what to do. I know I've made the wind, so it'll work this morning. The work, it's, you just do. And I'm not even a good chainsawer. But I just did the best I could do. And God did the rest of it. Those trees just picked up and sat down. 5 of them.
Praise God.
But you gotta be obedient. And most people won't go on the Lord because they're afraid that they're going to make mistakes. They're afraid because, oh, what will happen if I open my mouth up and I don't get the right words out? Don't worry about it. God's looking for you that you will devote yourself and Him. If you make a mistake, He doesn't care. The world cares. Shame on them. But you need to get in perfect sync with God. That's your timing, and His timing is together. It's not mismatched. It's time together. That His timing is your time.
Yes.
His timing is your time. Not your time, His time. And that's what the church is doing. God has been seriously telling me this, that our time is His time. What it should be, His time is our time. Amen. That we conform to Him, not Him conforming to us. Please, Lord, send me this mansion. Oh, I feel the glory of God. I can't even tell you. But God, He loves us, but yet we got to come to a place of some growth. And that growth does not come sitting in a pew. It needs to be because you go to bless others. But your growth comes in the knowledge, the admonition of the Lord. Your growth comes in sitting at the feet of Jesus. Inspired by the Holy Ghost of heaven. It comes to warm you, to strengthen you, to help you. Yes, you come to places that there are people that know that we come in, but when there's no leadership, the people wander. We're like sheep. We need to be like sheep. Sheep don't know where they're going. Sheep have no mind. We don't have no mind. You don't have no mind. I don't have no mind. We need the mind of God. We need His presence. We need the fullest. We need to get rid of all this trash. All the things that brings confusion. It brings confusion to our spirit. That's why we cannot pray. The Bible says, can two walk together if they disagree? Can a man speak with a double tongue? We can have to walk singular. So the first process is removing the hindrances. The Bible, you've heard of that. Remove the hindrances. Get rid of the hindering thing within you. And God will help you to sweep out our temple. This is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Consider it as God's glory that you are furnished perfectly by the Creator of heaven. The one that loves you. He's in this room this very second. He's here in you, beside you, around you. If you can't know that, He is here. His power is here. The anointing is here. You will not feel this at a lot of churches because He is not there. But His glory is here. The glory of God, I'm not saying it to be nothing, but God is magnificent. And that's why God is not there, because they treat Him as nothing. They treat Him as some old something. God is not some old something. He is everything. He is everything to be esteemed. He's everything to thought that you want to be. He is everything that you can desire. He is beyond the spectacular of the highest heavens, the highest dreams. He's above all. The standard is beyond. He's a standard above the standards. He's beyond all imagination. He gives us those good and perfect and blessed gifts, that we might be aspired as the holy temple of God. God says, I see my church out there. They say the Spirit of God, I see my church. I see my church. But I say my church is very distant from the Maker. They have started many in my spirit. But I say this day, they have left my spirit. Because I say many of the places and locations that they attend do not wish for my anointing. They do not wish for my strength. They do not wish for my input. They put my name on their church register. They put it on signs. The Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. But I say in reality, it's the man, it's their churches. It's their esteem. It's their works. And I say they're trying to appease the God of this world. And I say they're getting Him very close in their presence, because He is part of them. And I want to aspire to a special people. A people that's without reproach. A people that walk dedicated to the Lord their God. A people that do not have any identification to themselves. That they would have no tangible connections with this world. And the Lord their God has no tangible connections to things that man can see. But He does these things because He is our sovereign Savior, the God of heavens, and He wishes to walk with His people. He wishes to conduct business with His people. He wishes for His people that they will be ready at that day. He longs for the time when His people will be ready, mature, in the Spirit of God, walking in the Spirit of God. They will no longer fulfill the lust of the flesh, that they will be ready for that great graduation. Because my people, thou cannot even, there's no way to get it within thy intellect what I have for thee this day. I say there is no temperature problems. There is no problems of firemen, of policemen. All the things that thou hast to contest with in this world, they're not there because they're my love. And I say there is a spirit of my spirit that you've never spirit. I say you could not stand my spirit tonight if you was there. Because I say at that day there's going to be such a translation. It's going to translate thy whole living body to a vessel beyond anything that thou can imagine. And thou is going to be glories of glories of glories. And thou shalt love it. And thou shalt not love this old former life no longer. And for those will grow like a caterpillar into a butterfly. They start with an ugly situation of life. As they seek by the Savior Jesus Christ and accept Him into their hearts and life, they receive that growth of a renewing. And pretty soon they're putting on that garment of praise. They're putting on that blessing. They're putting on that robe of righteousness. That robe of cleanliness. Walking no longer fearfully, but walking in faith, believing I, the Lord thy God, have chosen them for a special task, a special direction. And I'm able to keep them that will keep their eyes upon the living God. And I will not leave them, and I will not forsake them. But I say for those who have once started in thee and have left me this day, I say it will be a time that they will wish have never taken place. I say many, many soothsayers are saying my coming is not coming for many years, but I say my coming is at the door. And I say that my word declares this generation shall not pass away till these things be filled. And I say my signs are everywhere. And I say the greatest sign is the deterioration of my church. I say in just the last few years, my church has deteriorated. No direction by the Spirit from heaven. They're walking their own framework. They're walking their own. They've learned how to get people saved. They've learned how, and they've got all the words that my word gives power. But I say, does not my word say in the last days, thou must have spirit and truth? Thou cannot do it just in truth. Thou needs my spirit also, O man, O woman. Thou will not be able to contest against the bricks. Thou will not be able to contest against the powers that come upon you without my spirit. I say the letter killeth, but the Spirit of God brings forth life. My word is powerful, sharp in the two-edged sword, and it will cut it like set that one free. But I say after that time, they need that soothing medicine of the Spirit of God, and they would bring forth and take those old wounds that had to be doctored by my Spirit. They'd be cleansed from the filth of this world. They would walk in purity. They would walk with my visitation upon them, that they would no longer be confused, but they would walk in perfection of my Spirit, that they would not be afraid of the ravishing wolves that would come against them, because I say, greater is he that's within you. He's with the world. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I have not given thee the spirit of fear, but I have given thee power, love, and a sound mind. And I shall go with thee, and I shall help thee. And thou wilt not have to wonder where thou art going, but thou be favored. Yes, thou can be favored from the King of Kings, the Lord of Glory. For I shall favor my beloved. And I shall keep thee as the apple of my eye, and I will not leave thee. I say the enemy is coming in like a flood, but I, the Lord thy God, shall raise up a standard against him. I know thy plight, I know thy troubles, and I see this land that thou livest in is very short-lived in this land. I say there's going to be problems very shortly. I say this earth that thou livest on is getting ready to crumble. I say, man, there's earthquakes. There are divers problems is coming, but I, the Lord thy God, have called thee that thou may arise above it and leave this place before those things take place. But I say they're coming to pass, and I say that tribulation time is coming, and thy world will not love what they feel, and they will wish they got right this day. They wish they seek the Lord their God. They wish they talk in the Spirit. They wish they live coming to meeting this night. They would hear the word of God. For I say many, many, many are speaking things pleasing the self. But I want to don't please the self. I want to have my word to cut asunder the things that's causing them problems, because they may have deliverance. My church needs deliverance, saith the Spirit of God, that they shall be set free, that they'll be able to no longer be moved upon by the enemy of their soul, that they be free, free indeed, for I loveth thee, for I paid in full by the blood of Jesus Christ the righteous. By his blood, the Son of God, said the Spirit of God, that can has set them free, and we're more than conquerors through him which loved us, said the Spirit of God. Come this night, come my people, for I loveth thee. Be not afraid, for I'm here to help thee. Surrender to my love, and I shall keep thee evermore. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I really believe that we're very serious times. We're in a time like in Job's troubles. We're getting close to the time when the Lord's coming. And very shortly there's going to be a mighty problem that's going to face this land. It's on its way. And there's things here, hopefully, the church, the Lord Jesus Christ, is gone. But when it comes, it's going to be so fast. The crash at 29 or whatever it was will be nothing. It's what's going to take place when this other one comes. They don't have any money in this land. God has shown me there's not any money. We're on borrowed time. We're borrowing on reserves. And we have lost our reserves. And this whole planet Earth here in America is full of tons and tons and tons of fuel underground. If when it goes up, it's going to go up like a smelter. It's a cathartic on this nation. There's in Texas full of pipelines. Everywhere you go, pipelines, pipelines, pipelines. pipelines everywhere, and these pipelines will add fuel to the problem that's going to hit this land. And God is here to tell you that He loves you, and be not weary in well-doing. Do not afraid. He will help you. He will give you safety. But the safety is not in man. The safety is not in some pastor. Bless their hearts. I hope the pastors will get right because they got a special calling for God. And I'm not saying who's wrong, who's right, but that's individually. I'm saying for each one, they need to take sight in the Lord Jesus Christ. If their good is not good enough, we need to have unveiled help from heaven. We need to take up our cross and follow Him. We must take up the glory of God. And whatever it takes, I got to maintain as a natural man while I'm here, but God wants this natural man to be full of His Spirit. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord, when the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And we don't need to question Him no longer. We need not really be weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. God is seeing it. It is written, I have not seen, neither ear heard. Neither has it entered the heart of man. The things are prepared for them that love God. But God hath revealed that by His Spirit, for the Spirit searches, yea, the deep things of God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. When God comes out, my tongue gets so big, I have a global key like a little glory. The glory of God. One day I'm going to be translated into new life. Oh, hallelujah. But I'm content. I still have a breathing problem, and I'm not even going to concern. God is in His hands. And we're all limitation. God takes, we're walking with His blessing. You know, I see it in caterpillars. You didn't have to have a new caterpillar to make it run. And that's the way we are. We should be content with our life if we're crippled. We need to be content in Him. That every day that we live, we can feel His presence. We can feel His glory and say, thank you, Lord. This is only for a short season. Hallelujah. And I know this is a doomsday preaching, but it's in the Word. In Ezekiel, the 7th chapter, it talks about at that day and that time that God is going to come down. He's going to keep His Word. God is not slack concerning His promises. It says that He will come as a thief in the night when the heavens shall pass away with great noise, the elements shall burn up with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to His promise, look for a new heaven, a new earth where dwelleth righteousness. Seeing these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought you be in holy conversation and godliness, looking for the hasten, the coming day when the heavens be on fire and the earth there. God has given us a hasten that day that we can achieve to a greater height. And we cannot do this within our normal abilities. We can get out here and have a church of, I'm just saying, Brother Clint and I could, we could have a church say, boy, just come in here. But it ain't going to work unless God says it's going to work. Just because you've got a church doesn't mean it's a church. And I'm not sure all the churches are going to be where they should be. I hope they are. I hope everyone makes it. And I'm not going to go back. And God's told me not to tell them nothing because they wouldn't believe anything I say anyway. But I'm very concerned about them. I'm very concerned when people have a sermon and people start laughing. Oh, Bible says foolish gesturing. It's an evilness. God says it is. We should not laugh when souls are going to a devil's hell. We should be concerned. We have joy. And joy is something, but joy and this is different. The joy of the Lord keeps you through all the times, Sister Janice, when you don't feel good, you still have joy. You have peace. And you can't receive that any other place but by God. God's here to bless you, to rearrange our lives. I'd like that. That He rearranges our lives. Amen. You housewives, you rearrange the furniture, you do things as you think, but God gets into our tabernacle and He rearranges us that we might receive the inspiration from heaven. We need that inspiration from heaven. We need part of God that comes down. God gives down so close, and then we have to reach to Him. It says, seek ye the Lord out of strength, seek His face forevermore. Why a lot of people don't find God is because they don't speak, they don't pray long enough. I prayed 8 years straight. God heard me all the time, but He wanted to see if I was really was going to stay with Him. And I believe that's with everybody. He tests us. David said, I haven't yet tested that armor. We need to test. God wants to put us through things.
Remember over here, I broke a tap off of an engine that he had loaned, borrowed the tractor from another person. So I did something I shouldn't have done. I broke a tap off in the engine. And I thought, well, that's could have got fired. And the Spirit of the Lord says, I'll help you get that out. And I said, well, how? And the Lord spoke to my heart and says, drive a socket down and told me what to do. And I said, Lord, if I don't do it, I said, I'm going to really be fired now because I've come in doing something I'm not supposed to do. And the Lord spoke to my heart and says, can you trust me? And I said, yes, I'll trust you, whatever. So I did it. God puts us those tests. You're not going any farther till you can come through that test. You'll go around and around and around. You'll never, that's why a lot of people, they're still going around in the wilderness. They haven't completed that test. And those tests bring you to complete that you can trust in the living God. Faith is wonderful, but it comes beyond that to where we trust. Our hope is in the Lord. Hope is in the Lord. You know, I heard a sermon, it was a good one because it was on hope. He brought up the fact that he went to Cairo, Egypt, and he said that we needed hope in the Lord. And so he went out to the Muslims, whatever, I guess. Christians can't do anything over there. If you're a Christian, they boycott you. You don't get a job, you don't get nothing. But there's Christians there. And they live out in the garbage dumps. And he said he's seen this person getting their meal. It was just, it was terrible. I won't even say what he said that was eaten. Terrible. And they had a cross as an arm that says, God's our hope. I'll live in this garbage bin, but God's my hope. You know, we've got it easy here. We've got it wonderful here. And that's what God tells me. America has everything. They think they're everything. And that's why the world hates us, because we're such a know-it-all people. We have to tell people, oh, you know, you need us. And no one likes show-offs. No one, I've learned this. People don't like people that think they're better. That's something within us, all of us. And that's what my position is with the Lord. People don't like me because they think I'm trying to tell them what to do. But this is in human nature. We have a human nature that we don't want anyone to tell me what to do. They will serve God. They will, and they've been taught this because the churches have made it very easy for people. You come just as you are. God saved you. Yes, He has. But there's a growth to be accepted. And they didn't tell them about the growth. So they don't even know the Lord. They walked all these years. Maybe went to Sunday school once in a while, maybe to church, never really learned Jesus. What a waste. What a loss. What a lie that man has told, and God's tired of the lying. It's like Brother Clint would say to me, and I said, I didn't say that. If I didn't say it, it's a lie. So if I'm saying something for God, it's not the truth. I'm walking in lies. And that's what God told me about Ananias and Sapphira. We're going to be as that. The church is going to be like they're groping and having no effort in this last days. And we're going to have thousands of dollars. We're going to have all the flush. And we're going to see signs and wonders. But the Bible tells me that the devil is going to bring signs and wonders in this last days. We need to be careful who heals us. We need to be careful. Dr. Jesus is with us. Dr. Jesus can help us. He's never lost a case. He is always there. He is there. And as we start telling that, and people, these prophets go on here and they don't know, thus said the Lord. God said, He says, these prophets are of Baal because they're telling lies. And that's what our churches are doing. Because I tell you, I know this because many, many don't know what the Spirit of God is. So they're handicapped. And I feel for them. But they won't ask nobody that not really knows. Like the other day, a Price is Right. God lets me know that He's correct. Over and over, He like you check out gas pumps all the time. And I do that with the Lord all the time. Make sure that I'm hearing right. And the Lord, when Price is Right was on, the Lord spoke to my heart. So it's going to be 454. And I told Betty it's going to be 454. Turn up. Everybody was way around it. And they said, 454. Well, I knew it in the spirit. And God started showing me how this takes place. And the natural man, you cannot understand how God can translate. But what He does, He speeds up your thinking way above natural. That's what He told me. And you're hearing, but you're hearing at such a fast rate, it's beyond our senses. So if you're hearing but it's not right, you need to pray until it is right. God will give you a way of knowing. The safe way to do it is walk in His love. Don't try to be a Superman without God. People are trying to be a Superman without God. God's the only super being. We're all just puppets of God. We're puppets, lambs, chosen vessels that we might lift up the Lord Jesus Christ. But it's limitation. We're living in vessels like air, like a bubble, ball. It's gone. So our strength is not within ourselves. It's in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's in His strength, His power. And we really don't know how to know what everybody wants to know. That's why when the Holy Ghost comes, God has told me it's more what He doesn't say than what people hear. It's the Spirit. I know it's not what you hear. It's the Spirit of God that comes down and touches your heart. It's His. He touches. He can take a nothing words and do miraculous anointing with it. You go down here and repeat it. Oh, it's nothing, but God saves with it. Because He's God. He anoints words. He anoints us. He strengthens us. He gives help beyond strength. He gives help beyond any imagination. I'm going to have to quit. But God is good. Hallelujah. He's real. I have felt this all week. The glory of God. The glory. Oh, hallelujah. I could run 1,000 miles right now. Praise God. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. It's going to wear off now, so I won't remember anyone, but praise God. I don't want to know. When I study, I just read a bunch of scriptures, but I can't tell you. There's no way that my mind, I'm a zero. And it's very easy that way. But we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. We don't have to be afraid of the enemy if we follow that which is good. But we follow the wrong things, then we have to worry. And then we have to pray a lot. We have to, good Lord, help me. And well, God just wants to bring us into that rest, all of you here tonight, that rest, that you can wait patiently for Him.